Panthers fans. Time for Panthers Talk here now. It's the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
On Monday night, it's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off. The Panthers will play host to the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes making their one visit this season for the regular season, that is, to FLA Live Arena. So that's Monday night at 7 o'clock. Wednesday at 7, the Panthers will welcome in the Boston Bruins for a big Atlantic Division matchup. Friday at 7, the Panthers back on the road. They will visit the Detroit Red Wings in another Atlantic Division game, and then yet another Atlantic Division tilt on Saturday, a week from tonight at 7, when the Panthers pay a visit to the Boston Bruins. So two games against Boston this week. That's half of the season series for the Panthers against their division foes, the Boston Bruins. Always big games when the Panthers play Boston. Doesn't matter where the game's being played. So a couple matchups with the Bruins coming up this week. So that's what's on tap for the Panthers coming up over the course of the week. A reminder, folks, if you want to get the best Panthers gear, go to FLATeamShop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game use gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and the Adidas limited edition reverse retro jerseys. Get yours while supplies last. Shop now at FLATeamShop.com. And if you want to follow along, the Panthers and FLA Live Arena are excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an all-new interactive arena mobile application to enhance and personalize visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, Panthers Predict, and much more. Download it now. Mention we've got a lot coming up over the course of the next hour. We'll hear from Sergei Bobrovsky coming up here shortly, Joel Quenneville as well. We've got Katie Gause stopping by in segment number two. We will be recapping the interview with Mackenzie Wieger from this week's episode of Territory Talk coming up in segment number three. But first, let's get to recapping the week that was. The Panthers, 1 week ago tonight, a big test against the New York Islanders. They improved to 2-0-0 with a 5-1 win at home over the Islanders. And then on Tuesday, the Panthers went to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game against the defending Stanley Cup champions over in Tampa. Spencer Knight between the pipes. He picked up a victory in that game in net. He is 5-0-0 in the regular season in his young career and just the 11th goaltender in NHL history to start 5-0-0 in his first five regular season games. And then that took us to a highly anticipated game on Thursday night at FLA Live Arena. Two nights ago, the Panthers met the Colorado Avalanche, who went into this season as the betting favorite to win the Stanley Cup as far as the folks in Las Vegas are concerned, the folks who determine those kind of things. And, well, the Panthers were able to skate away with a 4-1 victory in the 300th win in the National Hockey League career of Sergei Bobrovsky. Here are the four Panthers goals as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Tries to whip it toward the net, taken away by Lindell, and he'll toss it all the way down the ice to our left. Will there be an icing? No. Marchment got in there on a good hustle play to beat it out, and then he collides with Girard, played in front, and they score! On the doorstep, Sam Reinhart cashes in, and the Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead. What a hustle play from Mason Marchment to set it up, and Reinhart with the finish. As pressure out at that far point against Huberdeau forced the puck to leave the zone. It was Darren Helm on him. In comes Sam Bennett now for the Panthers to the high slot. Wrist shot, and he scores! A power play goal! And Sam Bennett whistles it past Johansson, and the Panthers are back on top. Now it's Verhaeghe here on the near side of the slot area. Shot, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe worked it out to the slot. He let it rip, and he beats Johansson down low. It's 3-1 Panthers. And off the draw, the puck cleared out. In on the empty net is Lindell. He'll let one go, and he scores. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead. Anton Lindell with the empty netter. And the Panthers have now all but secured the 2 points here tonight. On your side, Vedrano, a one-timer, casually shaken away by the blocker of Johansson down to our left. Now Vedrano, another try. And that's going to go off the shin pads of Ryan Murray. Murray takes over behind the net. The final seconds tick away. The fans to their feet here at FLA Live Arena. And the final horn will sound. A 4-1 victory for the Panthers over the Colorado Avalanche tonight. The Panthers stay perfect on the young season. 4-0-0, the best start in team history. And Sergei Bobrovsky, 300 victories in the National Hockey League. So 300th win for Sergei Bobrovsky coming back on Thursday night. Congratulations to him on that milestone, and the Panthers off to the best start in team history. Here is the Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky on that 300th win, Thursday's game, and again, what the milestone meant to him.
Yeah, it's definitely means something, and so I've been fortunate to play with the great players, you know, with the great defensemen and forwards and teams. So, and it's I appreciate them for this milestone, and yeah, I had fun to play the game, and I'm happy to get the 2 points tonight. Yeah, it is like if you look back, yeah, it's feels like it's been starting so long, but at the same time, it's been like yesterday. You know, the time flies, and it's again like I said last time. So I'm trying to enjoy the every day here at the rink. You know, every day being in the gear and around my teammates. Yeah, I felt comfortable. You know, I felt good, and yeah, just was able to read the game and read the plays, and yeah, it's fun. You know, we have a great atmosphere at the building, and the fans keep us going, and it's a pleasure to play for them and perform in front of them.
So Sergei Bobrovsky right there talking about getting that big win the other night. The Panthers were 4-1 winners over the Colorado Avalanche to move to 4-0-0. Here's the head coach of the Panthers, Joel Quenneville, on the team's start to the season and on the play of Sergei Bobrovsky to start the year.
But I think he's been great 3 games in a row, rock solid. You know, they had some good looks. They had some dangerous rush chances, and he just seemed big and took away any options that they had at coming around in those tight areas. And really held his ground around the net, so he was really anticipated well and took up a lot of net. Well, I thought we've gotten better. You know, I think our last two were better than the first two, but there's some progress there, and I think that you know, the consistency is something we want, and we stress coming into the season that start is going to be very critical to what's going to happen at the end. And we played some good opponents, and I think there's been some good signs. I think Lundell again is something I think as an appreciation for something I don't think we anticipated that contribution to that level. So it's been a nice addition to our team, gives us a lot more options as well.
Joel Quenneville, Panthers head coach, happy with what he's seen so far out of his group, and they'll look to go to 5-0-0 tonight when they take on the Philadelphia Flyers. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 across the Panthers Radio Network, as Panthers Preview will get you set for the action. 99.9 FM WKS HD2 is where to tune in for the game in Miami-Dade and Broward County, so that's where you can catch it. That's a programming note for tonight's game. Of course, if you're tuned in to the Palm Beaches, Fox Sports 640 is where to tune in. If you are listening down in the Florida Keys, 100.3 Thunder Country, as always. The NHL app makes it so easy to tune in. Lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. Katie Goss from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com. She stopped by, and we will talk about all things Panthers hockey coming up straight ahead. The start to the season. We'll talk about some of the big-time bright spots. That is next. Katie Goss, our guest next segment right here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.